When Enron, the energy trading company, collapsed last year, it took thousands of employees down with it. They lost their jobs, and they lost more than $1 billion in pension savings. NPR's Elaine Corey reports there's a lesson in the case of Enron. Don't load up your 401k plan with company stock.
There are big accounting and tax incentives for employers to fill their pension funds with their own shares. And that's what companies as diverse as Coca-Cola, Microsoft, and Procter & Gamble routinely do. By one estimate, nearly 30% of the assets of 401k plans nationwide are held in company stock. David Yeske, incoming president of the Financial Planning Association, says for employees, that's a disaster waiting to happen.
Individual stocks, no matter how blue-chip the company, will always hold the potential for wild fluctuations compared to the broader market. And beyond that, employees already have a huge exposure to the fortunes of the company they work for by virtue of their paycheck.
In the wake of the Enron collapse, lawmakers are scrambling to head off a repeat of the scandal. Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer of California introduced a bill forcing companies to diversify their 401k funds. Firms would be prohibited from investing more than 20% of their pension portfolios in any one asset, including their own shares. Some financial planners warn that 20% is too high, but New Jersey Democratic Senator John Corzine says it's a good compromise. Corzine is the bill's co-sponsor.
Senator Boxer and myself think that we've picked a level that encourages real participation and stakeholding in the underlying employer without putting at risk the life savings of individuals by over-concentration.
Enron employees had their hands tied when, for a time, they were blocked from selling their company shares. Other companies have similar restrictions. The pending bill would give employees more control over their assets. And in the meantime, they can easily find out if their pension is widely diversified. Most financial advisors say it's risky to hold more than 10% of assets in any one stock. Employers can encourage workers to hold more, but legally they can't require it. Financial planner David Yeske says it's critical to spread assets around.
The very first thing I would do is I would make sure that for all of my personal deferrals from my paycheck, I was investing in something other than my company stock, preferably in a diversified mix of mutual funds, which most 401k plans offer.
But even when employees try to diversify their pension investments, company shares can still pile up since employers can make matching contributions in the form of company stock, and very many choose that option for good financial reasons. But once the match has been made, says Yeske, employees can reallocate the contribution sensibly.
The most successful strategy is to choose the right mix of investments and then leave it alone, don't think about it. But this is the one exception. If you've got significant holdings in your plan that are piling up in the form of company stock, then you need to pay attention. You need to go back and you need to manage that.
And it's not that complicated. Once or twice a year, employees can shift that pot of money out of company shares and into a diversified fund. With a minimum of effort, employees can guard against the clouded future that so many former Enron workers now face. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.